The appointed board members also declined to talk about the BMHA's new smoke-free policy. It was approved unanimously Thursday, and it covers all the authority's residential units and offices. Dennis Waite, a smoker who lives in the Sedita apartment, says the BMHA violated the law by not notifying residents about the pending change until after the comment period closed. Waite says he's going to fight for his constitutional right to do as he pleases inside his home.
Eating apple pies, salty french fries, cheeseburgers, that ain't good for you either. Drinking ain't good for you. We're going to do what we want to do. I haven't caused any harm to any single person on this planet in my studio with my door closed when I smoke a cigarette watching the TV.
Rebecca Soto, who lives in the Lakeview apartment, says she lost both her parents to cancer, even though her mother never smoked. Soto says she's all for the smoking ban.
I feel there's a lot of people with a lot of respiratory ailments in our, buildings. There's not enough air circulation that people can really breathe, healthy.
The BMHA is now among nearly 400 public housing authorities across the U.S. to implement a smoke-free policy. It takes effect July 1st, but residents will be given 5 months to adjust. Starting in 2017, repeat violators could face eviction. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.